Hey guys, welcome back to Talks with Maria in episode 124. We are talking about personal and business boundaries. Please remember to check out Confident Business Women's Academy, a coaching program and women's empowerment company where I teach you how to make money doing what you love. Let's begin. Hello, 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 my lovely ladies and gents, just in case there are gentlemen out here listening. Maria Henderson here, your online business strategist. So today I want to talk a little bit more about personal boundaries. And I say more because I talked about it on Instagram earlier today. I put a post out where I wrote, having strong boundaries equals less burnout. And the reason why I think it's so important to have some really strong boundaries personally and also in your business professionally is because it really defines you as a person, right? It defines you as a business. What kind of business standards are you willing to uphold? And what kind of business are you willing to operate? So there is a really interesting correlation between having personal boundaries and then having your business boundaries, because if you are unsure of how to show up personally in terms of how people talk to you, right? If you allow people talk to you any kind of way and then almost just let it happen and don't ever say anything to anyone about it, then that's going to be the same way you run and operate your business. You're going to let clients kind of run down your business and maybe even have these people negotiate terms and kind of make it not profitable for you energetically, financially, mentally, emotionally. When you don't have strong business boundaries, you're going to burn out and you're going to really be an unhappy business owner. So I want to prevent that for you, because that is probably one of the worst things ever, is for you to go into business and almost feel trapped in business, in your own business that you've created. So why not create a business that is thriving, that is on your accord, that is a business set up the way you want it to be set up, exactly the way you want it to be set up, the kind of clients you want to work with, how you want to work with your clients, and how frequently are you willing to work with your clients? Meaning you can almost, you know, call the shots. You know, as a business owner, you call the shots. You know, you are the person who renders the service. You're the person who says how much the service costs, and you are the person who states the way the service is delivered. So if at a certain frequency, if it's weekly, if it's monthly, or however have you, is it one-on-one or is it group? Now I'm talking more coaching. However, if you have products and services, same thing. You can really command the kind of products and services you want to render, and how much access are you willing to give to your clients, right? You can control that. So that is step number one in understanding boundaries in general, is the power you have when you know your boundaries, right? So if you are someone that's kind of like unsure of themselves as a person, as a woman, as a daughter, as a sister, as a friend, as a business owner, as a human being, right? Just a simple human being. If you are unsure of yourself, then it's gonna come across that you don't necessarily know your boundaries yet, right? So as a young person, for me, I think that I was guilty of being just that, you know, not really being sure of who I was, and not really being sure of my personal power, and not being sure of the stance that I wanted to take in myself and the stance that I wanted to take in my life, right? I didn't know. All I knew is that I wanted to be loved. And in order for me to be loved, I had to adhere to other people's wants and needs. Now, one of the bad things and negative things to that is that you are cutting off the the you into this. Now you're just living a life for other people and you're not actually living your own life. You're trying to get love from other people while you stifle who you are authentically, and then you let other people's thoughts and ideas reign, right? That you let it kind of almost run your own actions. Because what happens is, if you don't know yourself, then you're gonna have people tell you what to do, how to do, when to do X, Y, and Z. Now, if you guys listen to my podcast, you know I'm all about listening to your intuition, following your guide, you know, really doing what you want to do in a way that feels good to you and is profitable for you energetically and financially. So now that I have this really good understanding of, like, well, what is it like to truly have, you know, this kind of feeling of if you don't know how it is like if you don't know how it is like to stand in your power, right? If you don't know how it's like, you've never seen it, you know, if you've never experienced it, or maybe there's even a thing around you, a part of you that just doesn't even know how to express that. How do you express personal power, Maria, right? How do you really stand in a way that is not disrespectful towards others, however, you're still standing in your truth? And I think that was the problem for me, is that I didn't know how to stand in my truth without the fear of hurting people's feelings or making people feel devalued, you know, that really confusing place where you don't know, well, am I going to hurt their feelings if I say no, I don't want to listen to you, right? And I think as an adult, because I think adults have poor communication skills, but I think I learned communication through being a business owner, you know, really trying to convey my message to you guys, my audience, in a way that comes across clearly. I think that is what's helped me really get into a place of, well, you know, if I don't want to work with a client, right? For example, if I don't want to work with a client, I may not want to work with the client, right? So if that's the case, if I don't want to energetically work with a client, what do, right? Do you have to almost have to work with the client just because you need the money? Or do you just trust that somehow, some way, the perfect client will come to you and you stand your ground and you stand by the belief that the universe supports you entirely, right? So it's really understanding the power you have and the support you get through the unseen, through the universe, the support you get from what they call God. You know, I call it the universe. I call it the divine energy that supports all of us. And I feel like if you don't know yourself well enough, you're going to be inclined to doing things that you feel intuitively doesn't align with you, right? So you're gonna find yourself, and I remember in high school, I remember having to do things that I didn't really feel aligned with, but I did it anyway because, you know, it was one of those, everyone else was doing it, right? And a lot of the times that kind of influence happens even as adults. You know, when you're an adult, shit like that happens too. And the unfortunate thing is that those adults, even 30, 40, 50 year old adults are experiencing this. Really like following people, following, you know, they're like sheep that hasn't come out, you know, hasn't really evolved into something bigger and better, and as just kind of a sheep, right? Sheeple is what some people call that. And as a business owner, you can't be that. You cannot be a sheeple, okay? You can't be a business owner that follows the crowd. Otherwise, your business will be will definitely be a problem. It's not going to be profitable for you. And if it's not profitable for you, then you're going to be wasting money. You're going to be wasting time. You are going to be very dissatisfied with yourself. You're going to be self-conscious. You are going to lose belief in your business, in your powers, in your ability to create and manifest. You're going to lose the whole power behind creation, right? When you start, it's very disempowering when you stand in a place of following other people, okay? And I was very guilty of following other people. Even now, I notice a lot of people follow other people and follow other people in terms of like, what are they doing? And I see a whole bunch of people doing the same stuff, you know? And I like to do things according to what feels good to me. So if people are doing something I like and it feels good to me and I like it authentically, I'm gonna do it. However, if it feels and it just feels weird and fake and kind of almost like go with the crowd kind of feel, I definitely don't do that. So I want you guys to really get a grasp of who you are as a person so that you can really have some personal boundaries down, right? Don't let anyone talk to you any kind of way. And if they try to, you want to lovingly, in the most loving way, respectfully tell them, don't talk to me that way. Period. Don't talk to me that way. That's six easy words you can just easily say out when people disrespect you or people talk down to you or any kind of thing. That's the first step towards personal boundaries, checking people on how they talk to you. Because really, that's how it really starts. You know, how people talk to you is their people's test to see what kind of backbone you have. Do you have a backbone or do you have a lack of a backbone? And then from there, they then push forward, right? What kind of things can I get away with you, right? So let's say you're in a coworker or office environment. What kind of work can I give to you that you're not going to say shit about and you're just going to do because you don't have a backbone? You know, I'm gonna say some real shit right now, but my old job, I used to work at a business coaching company. If you guys know me, you know that I always bring this up. I worked at a business coaching company, and one of the really, it was really hard for me to really grasp and mentally be okay with was that my manager was a complete pushover. And I loved her to death. She was the sweetest woman, you know, and I saw her come up because we got hired around the same time years before. And then I started a family, kind of dropped off, you know, raised my kids and came back. And when I came back, she was the manager. And you know, those are one of the things where it's like, if you're a manager, that means, you know, you have to manage a staff. And when you manage a staff, there are going to be people who are going to either take advantage of your staff, overwork your staff, demean your staff, if you let them as a manager. And that's what I felt happened. I felt like we were demeaned a lot. We were talked down to. We were given work that we didn't need to be doing because there was no one strong enough around us to actually hold our department down. Hey, no, we can't take on more work. We have work. Right? What about the marketing department? What about this department? She didn't have the backbone to stand up for what she knew intuitively was right, right? Standing for her team, standing for her department, and the morale really dropped, at least for me. You know, I hated having to report to someone who didn't have a backbone to look after us. You know, because essentially when you are going to be a business owner, you're going to have a team, right? You're going to have a team. People are going to look up to you and you have to take that as a responsibility on yourself to be that lighthouse of do the right thing, right? Like the lighthouse of let me protect my people. And if you don't do that, You know, it's going to ripple into the quality of work your business has. It's going to ripple into the people, the team that you have. It's going to ripple into your life, your personal life, your relationships. You know, your inability to stand for yourself is going to eat at you, because intuitively, we are all meant to stand for ourselves. Intuitively, we were all meant to have boundaries. Healthy boundaries. Boundaries aren't unhealthy, guys. Having no boundaries is unhealthy. That's the truth. The truth is that if you don't have any boundaries at all and people can just screw you over any which way, that is an unhealthy situation, right? It's very dysfunctional. It's very needy. It's very approval suck. It's not knowing who you are. It's almost like you're fucking your own self. You're shooting yourself in the foot. You know, you're probably not getting paid what you're worth. You're probably getting cheated on left and right because you don't know how to check shit. You know, so many things happen when you don't put down personal boundaries in a healthy way, right? Now, again, same thing for your business. If you don't put down business boundaries, so many things could happen. I remember a time where it was my first sale. Okay, she didn't pan out, but it was a sale, a conversation. She's like, yes, I want to work with you. I said, perfect, here's the contract, these are my terms. My first client at the time, until she said, I don't want to sign on. And she was like, listen, what kind of guarantees can you bring me, right? So if it's this much, can I get that back if this doesn't work out, right? So that's a business boundary that she was trying to push on me. She wanted this thing for me to adhere to her, right? And as a business owner in the beginning of all of this, I didn't really know, like, should I? Right? I had to think to myself, like, should I do that? Should I offer a refund if something doesn't pan out? But in my gut, intuitively, I felt like I was being duped, right? Intuitively, I felt like I was being jerked around, you know, like she was fucking playing me for a fool, right? As a business owner, as a new business owner, you don't ever really know it until you're in it. And then that's when you start building your boundaries. Okay, boundary number one, my terms are non-negotiable. Boundaries number one, no, it's not a refund, no. This is a service. So you're telling me you're willing to take my services and say, hey, can I get a refund? Because it's no, not happening. No. But at the time, I was willing to negotiate that because I didn't know my business boundaries, right? Now, I've been doing this for some time. I know my value. I know my shit's needed. And I know that the people that come to me are going to love working with me. They're going to love my energy and the ability of the way I connect with them. And that whatever the term is going to be what it is, because A, it's a fair term, and B, they get more than what people pay for, right? So you know the value after some time, but it does take a little bit of bumps and bruises to get that clarity. But once you do get those bumps and bruises, you better take that and learn from it. Otherwise, you're just gonna continue to get bumps and bruises and become unprofitable. So that is really the point and gist of all of this, is that in order for you to really build a profitable business, you need to have really strong boundaries. Number one, I recommend to not have any contract terms negotiated. Number two, you always want to make sure the defined services are, the way you render your services are clearly defined, and any kind of questions need to happen before the contract is signed, right? Then number three, you want to make sure that you get your payments in order. So meaning, I always recommend either a pay in full option or anything else. I don't really like installments, because it really kind of puts another layer of something to think about in the process of building your business, which I don't really like. So I make it a standard where my clients pay me in full. right? Now, if you want to stand in something powerful like that, where listen, in order for you to work with me, you got to pay in full, right? And these are business standards, and it's a respectable business standard. And when you command yourself in a way that is respectable, people are going to do the same to you. They're going to talk to you that way. They're going to respect you, and they're going to role model that. See, that's the power that I think all of us have, is the power that we exemplify in people's lives. Okay. So I was actually pretty surprised, because I've gotten a lot of feedback on my podcast. People will say, oh my God, I totally manifested some money. I'm so excited about it, all because I was listening to one of your podcasts and I got money coming. Oh my God, I'm so thrilled, right? And I'm like, no fucking way, all because of my episode. That's great, right? So I'm super thankful that people are listening to it. However, the power is in how you lead. And if you lead with not knowing who you are as a woman, as a person, then you're going to lead a team of people that may resent you because they know themselves and they see you looking like a fucking clown, right? You're supposed to be the leader. Or B, you're going to lead them into the ground. Do you see how detrimental both are? And let's say you're a parent. Let's say you're a mom or dad. Okay, and you're leading these little kiddos that you love so much, and you don't know yourself yet. Now talk about a really, really detrimental situation, right? So the power of knowing yourself is like pretty much life, right? Get to know yourself so well, get to know who you are, get to know what you stand for, get to know your likes and dislikes, get to know your values, your philosophies on life, and get to know yourself, your intuitive self, right? Like if something doesn't feel good to you, go with that feeling. If something feels amazing to you, go with that feeling. And when you start trusting your intuition, it's going to guide you into some amazing partnerships and some amazing endeavors that you never thought was even there beforehand. So really get to know yourself. And then in terms of business boundaries, I really don't believe you learn business boundaries until you're in the thick of it, right? Or unless you take some sort of like, you know, hey, you need to do this and this and that. But even then, like, I think a lot of us are very experiential learners. Like we learn through experience. You know, we learn by the burns and bruises that we get. We learn by taking on clients that have underpaid us. We learn that you shouldn't fucking negotiate your contract term. You learn that you shouldn't be adding all these other services to your program because you're going to be spread thin. You learn all this stuff as you go, but the thing I want you guys to leave with is to fucking learn, right? Like really make some changes when you see that something wasn't right. You know, learn from it. Really take it in, journal about it, talk about it to your mentor if you have a mentor, talk about it with people you can trust, and really make some changes where you need to make some changes. And then go back out into the world with those changes, you know? And that's really where growth and maturity happens, is when you can actually take your mistakes and really analyze them and learn from them. All right, guys, that is it for today. I hope you guys found this valuable. If you would like to work with me, send me a message at info@talkswithmaria.com. If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.